Hello and welcome to the Nintendo Teens Podcast. I'm Tommy Savoia.
And I'm Tia Savoia.
This is a podcast about Nintendo gaming and news. Today we're going to talk about the new mobile app, Pokemon Go, that is slated for 2016. If you would like to comment on the show, you can contact us at nintendoteens.com or you can visit our forums at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. Please visit our website at nintendoteens.com where you can read our blog and listen to our podcast. Okay, so Nintendo has previously announced that they're going to dabble a little bit in the mobile market. They've already released Pokemon Shuffle, and on the 3DS they also had Pokemon Blast. Oh no, Pokemon Rumble. What was it?
Pokemon Rumble World.
Yeah, Pokemon Rumble World and Pokemon Shuffle. And they recently announced the biggest free-to-play Pokemon mobile game.
Yeah, well, like the first two you just mentioned aren't exactly, you know, mobile games because they're not on the phone. They're on a handheld. Nintendo seems to be putting a whole new twist on Pokemon Go. It's definitely going to be much better than, you know, your average mobile game. Because, first off, this is an augmented reality game. Which means, for Pokemon Go, you can walk around and, like, with your phone. I was going to say the DS, but you can walk around and hold your phone. Like, go places, discover Pokemon in the real world, and it shows up on your phone, and you can battle people that are nearby and all that. It sounds like a really cool idea.
So basically what they're doing is taking a actual Pokemon game and putting on the mobile. That, you might have to delete some apps to make some space for that, because it sounds like it's a pretty hefty game that's coming up.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be a big game, but considering how much they're hyping this up and putting work into it and, like, the fact that they've apparently been working on this for 2 years already, you know, 2 years isn't something you'd usually think of for a mobile game. Sounds more of something like for a console game or a handheld game.
Well, this is Nintendo. They don't like to rush their properties. They like to take their time on it.
Plus, they really like to consider their fans.
So, Pokemon Go is going to be free to play, and this can either be good or it can be bad. The good side is that, well, it's free, so a lot more people than usual can get it. But the downside is that there's going to be a lot of ads popping up. There's going to be, probably you have to buy potions and Pokeballs with actual money, which doesn't really sound that appealing. What I think that's going to happen is that you're going to get a certain amount of Pokeballs and potions to use per day. And once that's used up, you're going to have to wait till another day because you're going to have to buy the rest with real money.
I wouldn't worry about that too much. From what it sounds like to how much they're, like, to how much of a big thing this is probably going to be, it sounds more like it's going to be one of those things, like, that's an RPG, where it's, like, you get the whole package when you first join it for free, but if you want the really super cool, awesome, rare stuff that you see all these premium members running around with, then you have to pay money for that. But other than that, it's, like, you know, the whole thing.
Well, mobile games like Sonic Runners, free-to-play, I don't think it worked very well for that one because it was insanely hard to get new characters and continue on. But a game like Injustice, which I still play, a DC fighting game, you can get through the entire campaign without using money. It just takes a long time, but if you're dedicated, you can get through without using money, which is what I'm doing.
Well, first you want to remember that, as mentioned earlier, Pokemon Go is going to be bigger than your average free-to-play mobile game where you have to pay more to actually finish the game or finish it faster.
Well, this one, there isn't really going to be a finish. Hopefully, there's no campaign. That would be kind of insane.
Yeah, there doesn't sound like there would be a story mode. That would kind of make it a little ridiculous.
Unless they hire people to go and sit in hospitals. And
And also, when you were talking about how it might take long without, like, paying for, like, bonus stuff or whatever, even if that were true, remember, this is, like, Pokemon Journeys we're talking about. For anyone that's played the games, if you think about how it's been, how it would be in real life,
you're not going to have to rush through it.
Yeah, because, like, going on a journey, like, walking around your whole country or wherever to find Pokemon, catch them all, or beat the champion, whatever your goal is, that's definitely something that would take a while. It's like a long adventure sort of thing.
Hopefully they'll have online trading, because I'm not going to travel to Greece or some other country just to trade someone for this Caterpie I want.
I'm pretty sure online trading is going to be a thing. I wouldn't worry too much about that. Well, also another thing. It's said that it's going to be compatible with the main games, which what makes me think about this is that it probably implies that you could transfer those Pokemon to the main games and those Pokemon from your main games onto the phone, possibly. And it also makes it sound a bit like this is actually going to be a bit more complex than you would think when it comes to the battle system and the Pokemon's data if you can transfer them to one of the main games.
You're saying you use the main games for IV training and then... Or EVs, I don't remember which one it is, but... And then you transfer it to the mobile game?
Or you could just bring your Pokemon to the main game and use them there.
I don't see the point if it can if it's compatible with the main games, because you can just bring around your DS instead of having to constantly transfer back and forth between your phone. I mean, it would probably be solid enough on its own if you didn't have compatibility with the main games, is what I think.
Well, the thing is with that is, if you bring in, like, your Pokemon from the main game, say you want to have those Pokemon in those games, but you want to battle in the style of using your phone on Pokemon Go, just, like, standing across from the other person like you're having an actual Pokemon battle, because, you know, that's sort of like the battle experience that they show in the TV show and, like, other times they portray, like, the battles and stuff.
Yeah.
But,
augmented reality.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an augmented reality game, which, also the person. The company working on this game is called Niantic Labs.
Not Game Freak?
Well, not Game Freak's the, you know, Game Freak's the one that owns the IP, but they're having Niantic Labs develop it.
So they're not developing this one.
Yeah, and but the thing is, Niantic Labs, they've branched off from Google, and they're a company that's made this other AR game called Ingress, which apparently has got a lot of positive reviews from, like, other fans of the game, where you involve, like, walking around to different landmarks and having to conquer different, like, those landmarks for your team. Like, you basically choose a faction to side with and all that. It's, and you're playing against real people.
It's kind of like a little thing Google did a while back where you could go on Google Maps and find Pokemon. I didn't check it out.
No, that's a different thing. That's not Ingress.
Well, no, I mean the concept of Pokemon Go is sort of like this.
Oh yeah, I'm thinking that was probably some sort of foreshadowing kind of event. Like,
No, it was too far back.
No, I mean too far back. How many years ago was that?
I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't remember the year, but
because I think it was like about 2 or 3 years ago, and at that point they would have had.
No, I think it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
No, we could, no, but I don't think it was that long ago. I know it was still, like, somewhat recent or something. Because it kind of makes me think, if it was that recent, think about it, like, this was a thing from Google. That April Fool's joke where you had to, like, click on Pokemon on Google Maps or whatever, that was from Google. And Niantic is branched off of Google. And this seems to remind us, like, you know,
well,
maybe the
Pokemon
they got
the idea from the Google, thing they did.
That, or, like, you know, we don't really know. We don't have any official information on that.
So, with the augmented reality, it means that you could... Am I getting this right? You could hold up your phone, and it'll show the 3D renders of the Pokemon on there? Like the AR cards or the 3DS?
Well, I'm not too sure. We haven't seen much. We just have, like, this little teaser trailer.
That's what they showed from the trailer.
Oh, what they showed from the trailer?
Apparently. I'll have to watch it again, but... You know it's going to have augmented reality.
Well, yeah, that's stated. But another thing I've noticed in the trailer, and a lot of people have also noticed, that the very large majority of people playing Pokemon Go in the trailer are people in their late teens to adulthood. And the Pokemon in there are all from Generation 1 in the trailer, which it makes it really seem like they're trying to advertise this to the people that have played this since their childhood.
Well, why not? Because all the adults who played in their childhood now have smartphones going off to, you know, walk into work and stuff, and a little thing to remind them about, you know, their childhood and stuff. Stuff they can do on the way to work.
I don't think it's just a little reminder of stuff they can do on the way to work. It goes a bit deeper than that, because a lot of kids that were, well, no longer kids, but they played it in their childhood, like, everyone that played Pokemon then, or at least almost everyone, has, like, you know, it was a big thing. People wished that Pokemon were real, and they'd have, like, pretend battles, you know.
Or they watched the anime.
or that, but they would imagine how it would be if they could have actual battles like that in real life. And now they can, in a sense, with Pokemon Go.
See, the thing is, it's almost like you're in the experience where it's the Pokemon are actually there and you have to travel to it. But the thing is, I'm worried about is I don't want people breaking into our backyard just to catch a Caterpie or a Weedle or whatever.
I wouldn't worry too much about that. Hopefully.
Like,
I mean,
do you have to, it depends on what the, like, what's the area you have to be in for your phone to sense the Pokemon? Like, do you have to be right smack in front of, like, where, like, the coordinates, the XY coordinates on the map where the Pokemon is, or can you just be near it?
It would be pretty ridiculous if you had to be on point for the coordinates. I think you just have to be near enough for it to be, like, I mean, think about it. In the TV show for the game, they have, like, you know, when a trainer battles a Pokemon, like, say Ash sends out Pikachu to fight, like, I don't know, some Weavile that's off in the distance. Like, he doesn't go stand on top of the Weavile.
I'm sure he probably would have in the first few seasons, but...
Well, because Ash is dumb. But, you know, he wouldn't stand on top of it. You'd see, like, in the anime, like, the characters throwing their Pokeballs out and having the Pokemon fight, and they're at a distance, like at a safe enough distance where they wouldn't get hurt from the battle.
Yeah.
And so you would think that, you know, you wouldn't be standing right in it. Personally, I'm pretty hyped for this, because, I mean, even though I haven't been playing it since childhood, because we weren't able to play it since childhood, but I started playing Pokemon when I was around 6th grade. So I've kind of had similar feelings with that. And I feel like it would be, like, really fun for me, because I'm a big fan of Pokemon. It's been one of my favorite game series since.
I haven't played a main series Pokemon game since X and Y, mainly because it was getting really repetitive, and the competitive side was really deep. But I really think that I could jump back into it with Pokemon Go. Probably not the 3DS games, but back into it, as in, like, you know, the mobile market. It's something that'll get me back in there. Because it's easy, and it's something that's more interactive.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
Basically, Nintendo's saying, you know, get off the couch and go outside and start walking.
Yeah, I've heard things about a lot of people saying how they're actually going to be going outside for once. Also, this game's going to be released sometime in 2016. We don't have any official, like, exact date yet.
Well, hopefully it's quarter one if it's had, like, 2 years for development, right?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's going to be sometime around the beginning of 2016, because they've been working on this for a while. And also, they already seem to have that little, like, attachment ready, I forget what it's called, but it's, they have this little thing that you can attach to your wrist.
Isn't it the Pro?
Oh yeah, the Pokemon Go Pro or something like that.
It was the GoPro is a camera.
The Pokemon Pro, something like, no, the Pokemon Go Pro or something. I don't remember, but it's like they've got this little, like, Pokeball, but you are shaped in a You Are Here marker on it, and then it, like, it'll light up. It connects via Bluetooth to your phone, and it lights up
I'm not going to wear that, like, every day.
Well, yeah, but it lights up if you're, if a Pokemon's nearby or, like, anything like that, or if there's, like, a trainer passing by you.
Honestly, I think they should just make the phone vibrate, because in a lot of games where your energy meter or your life meter is back up to full, your phone will vibrate and give you notification.
Well, I'm sure the phone would vibrate. I wouldn't doubt that. But I think it's if you don't have your phone with you, or you can't get your phone out at that time, and so you know, like, there's a Pokemon there or somebody that also has Pokemon Go in the area. So, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that once it comes out in 2016 that, like, there's going to be, like, even more people at conventions dressed as Pokemon trainers, and they're all going to be, like, finding everyone that's
remember,
has
this
the
is,
game.
This has just been announced, like, around a week ago, so we're still going to get more information on it. This is the first announcement trailer.
Yeah, we're definitely going to get more information as time passes, so hopefully we'll learn more about it, like, how cool is it going to be, or, you know, once we get that more of that information.
And one more thing before we end this. One little announcement is that, well, not really so little, but the new 3DS is coming to the US, finally, the regular sized one. Initially, Nintendo only announced the XL version of the new 3DS to the US and I think No, Europe got the small one, yeah. But they've excluded the small version because the XL sells better in America, which is kind of a dumb reason to me because, yeah, it sells better, but there's still people who are buying the small ones. Not, you're marketing mainly to children, right? So children aren't going to have giant hands to play this thing on.
Unless you have, like, some child with giant hands. Maybe they went through a growth spurt earlier or something.
So I think the first one that's going to be released is the white small one, and it's going to be in an Animal Crossing bundle that comes with faceplates and the Happy Home game. I think that's a GameStop bundle. Yeah, it's a GameStop bundle.
Yeah, like, we get, so the first announcement we get, that we finally get, of the new Nintendo 3DS.
Came out of nowhere, by the way.
Yeah, that's not an XL, is a bundle. Just,
and it's,
just
it's
why.
Not even the black one. I've been thinking about getting the black one, but...
As much as I like Animal Crossing, I don't really want to get the Happy Home Academy game, and...
Happy Home Designer,
sorry.
Going to a school.
I don't really want to get the Happy Home Designer game anyways, and I don't care too much for the Animal Crossing faceplates, even though I like the game a lot. I just want the new 3DS.
Honestly, there's no incentive for me right now to get the new 3DS. I know there's Xenoblade Chronicles 3D on there, but that's just one game, and you can get that on the Wii if you look hard enough on eBay. So, unless they announce more games for the new 3DS and that take advantage of the better processing and, you know, the better hardware, I'm not going to shell out the money just yet. If or when one, you know, exclusive game comes out, I'll probably go for the XL Red, but it's nice for the small version to be there. So, I guess that wraps up everything today. If you want to comment on the show, you can contact us at nintendoteens.com. If you're not a member, please sign up for our forums community at www.nintendoteens.com/forums. And please take a visit to our website at nintendoteens.com where you can read our blogs and access our podcast. So, anything else to say to you?
Yeah, get Pokemon Go so I can battle you when it comes out.
Oh, you don't have to wait a while for that.
Well, I know. I have so many things I have to wait for in 2016.
And our theme music is Presenterator by Kevin MacLeod, courtesy of Incompetech.com. So that's it for your show today. We hope you enjoyed it, and thank you for listening. So until next time, stay in the game.